yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight, we are going to continue on with hypothyroidism. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.twaamc.com. Every time we start these segments, I'm going to give you some statistics, which I want you to keep in mind, because I think these are very important for you to understand how our healthcare industry is doing. This year, 750,000 will die of coronary artery disease. 550,000 will die of cancer. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of illegally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. 100,000 this year. One-third of American adults have high blood pressure. 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. 750,000 joint replacements in 2007, expected to grow to 2 million in 2015. This year, 350 million people will visit the physicians, and another 420 million will visit alternative medical practitioners. Now, why is that? Why would more people visit alternative medical practitioners than doctors? See, because we have this thing called Google, where people can search and find out the real cause of their problems. And they know that when they go see the doctors put a Band-Aid on things. They write them a prescription for a synthetic drug that will not take care of the problem. They know that doctors do not find the cause and do not treat the problem. That's why they're going to alternative people so that they can get the health care that's needed. You see, animals know when they're sick. They know which plants to go eat. They know which rocks to lick. They know what to do. But man, when we get sick, we don't know what to do. We go see our doctors, and we ask our doctors, "Doc, can you recommend some vitamins or minerals for me?" And he says, "I don't know. Why don't you take one a day vitamins?" Well, why would he tell you that? You see, those vitamins that you pick up from the store are the lowest common denominators. You see, I want you to put yourself in the place of the company that makes those vitamins. Do you think they want to be sued? Do they want anyone to have any adverse effects from their vitamins and minerals that they put out there? You see, if you have a mineral that has, let's say it has magnesium in it, and you take too much magnesium, you could have a heart attack. You could have palpitations. So if you take these vitamins and minerals and you have a side effect from it, the manufacturer, the company that makes it, does not want it to happen. So they put as little as possible into the vitamins and minerals, so you do not get to have a problem. So when you go out there and you take that, I want you to remember something. You're not taking anything because you're not getting enough of anything to help you. All right? Now, I'm going to quickly summarize what we talked about last week about hypothyroidism. First of all, we talked about the symptoms of hypothyroidism. We talked about what causes hypothyroidism, and we talked about what is hypothyroidism. Well, hypothyroidism, as we talked about, is inadequate production of thyroid hormone or inadequate absorption of thyroid hormone by our cells. Now, that's very important because when your doctor tests your thyroid, he tests your TSH, which is your thyroid stimulating hormone. That's all that is the signal from your brain to your thyroid gland to tell your thyroid gland to make thyroid hormone. It doesn't tell us if the thyroid gland actually does follow the pituitary instructions and make thyroid hormone. It just tells us that the brain sends a signal to the thyroid gland to make thyroid hormone. All right. So now the thyroid gland has to then pick up that information and respond appropriately. The thyroid gland may decide not to do that because the thyroid gland could be damaged, as in Hashimoto's thyroiditis or Graves' disease. And so the thyroid gland may actually not follow the instructions of the pituitary gland and not produce thyroid hormone, despite being signaled by the pituitary to make thyroid hormone, number one. Number two, if the thyroid gland does make the thyroid hormone, the cells that has to pick up the thyroid hormone and process it may not do that. Or the T4, which is made by 93% of the thyroid is T4, which is inactive, may not even get converted to 3-3. It may be converted to reverse T3, which is another thyroid hormone, which is not active. So there's so many other reasons why you can be hypothyroid. So just checking your TSH and determining that you're hypothyroid because your TSH is inadequate. So we talked about what is hypothyroidism. Your thyroid gland makes thyroid hormone that is your spark plug. That means that you have 100 trillion cells in your body, and every one of those cells need thyroid hormone, T3, not T4. They need T3 to burn fat. And just like when you put gasoline in a vehicle and you tell the vehicle to drive, the car does not drive until you turn the key and ignite the engine. That's what happens in your cells. So when your thyroid hormone gets in your cells, it ignites the cell just like if T3 is around. And, you know, just like your car, you have exhaust coming from the back of the car that produces heat. Well, when your cells burn fat, it releases heat that heats your body and keeps your body at 98.6 degrees. So you see, when people are hypothyroid, and they say, I'm cold and I'm tired and I'm run down, it's because their thyroid hormone is not doing what it's supposed to do. And so therefore the cells do not have enough energy, number one. And because it doesn't have energy, it's not burning fat. So therefore you become obese. Number three, because it's not burning fat, there's no exhaust. And if there's no exhaust, you feel cold all the time. Now, of all the energy produced by your cells, your brain produces 20% of, uses up 20% of the energy that's produced. So therefore, when you're hypothyroid, your brain is more affected than any other part of your body. And what does that mean? It means that you become lethargic. It means that you get brain fog. You have problems concentrating, your clarity is gone. So you have a lot of neurological problems when you are hypothyroid. How many of you with depression, when you go see a doctor, they check your thyroid function to see if that's the reason why you're depressed? or if you have anxiety, or if you have ADHD, you know, thyroid function is integral in the energy production of your brain. Now, we also talked about the reasons why the drug companies and the insurance company do not want you to get better. You see, insurance companies, they are about selling premiums. They sell premiums to sick people. If you have healthy people, they're not going to buy insurance policies. You ask any 20-year-old, do they care about getting insurance? No, they're healthy. Healthy people do not buy insurance. The drug company wants you to be unhealthy so you can buy insurance, and the more unhealthy you are, the bigger you're going to pay for your premiums. So that's what the insurance companies want. In addition to that, the insurance companies control the patients that they give to the doctors, and they control how much they pay the doctors. So the insurance companies control the doctors by controlling the number of patients they get and how much money they pay for those patients. The drug companies, well, they want to sell drugs. Well, you're not going to sell drugs to a healthy person, are you? So they want us to be sick so that we can buy their synthetic drugs. So the problem here is that the drug companies and the insurance companies control the medical industry. They're the ones who pay for the doctor's education. They're the ones who do all the research. They're the ones who pay all the professors who teach us in medical schools. They're the ones who take care of all the things. They're the ones who do all the advertising. They're the ones with a big pocket, and they benefit from the population being sick. Now, thyroidism, hypothyroidism. If you take away the energy from someone, isn't that a great way to make sure you're always sick? If you don't have any energy in your cells, how can you possibly fight an infection? How can you do it? I mean, if a parasite or a virus or a bacteria is attacking you and your cells cannot make the energy to fight this infection, what happens to you? You get sick and you need more help. And so you buy more premiums and you buy more drugs. So for the drug companies, Big Pharma, and for the insurance company, it's imperative to them that you stay hypothyroid. Not to mention that when you're hypothyroid, you gain weight and you become obese. Obesity leads to heart disease, the number one killer in the United States. Obesity leads to high blood pressure. It leads to type 2 diabetes. It leads to rheumatoid arthritis, joint problems, degenerative disease, cancer. So being hypothyroid, you are feeding all the other disease processes in the body that's of significance. Depression, you're feeding depression also. So there is an incentive by the drug company and Big Pharma not to fix hypothyroidism. That's correct. Now, we don't want that because, you know, we are about growing younger. And one way to grow younger is to make sure that your thyroid is functioning optimally. Because if your thyroid is functioning optimally, you are not going to become overweight. Your cells are going to have the energy. If you get an infection, your body will be able to fight that infection off and kill it off quickly. You won't have depression. You won't have joint pains. Your life will be great. So hypothyroidism is very important. Now, we also talked about what is hypothyroidism. We talked about the symptoms of hypothyroidism, which we talked about, which was fatigue, weight gain, cold hands and feet. We talked about insomnia, mood swings, headaches, frequent infections, infertility. We talked about irritable bowel. We talked about all of those things in our previous show. We also talked about the causes of hypothyroidism, which is autoimmune thyroid disease, that's when your body is attacked by its own immune system. I mean, your thyroid is attacked by your own immune system. And when that happens, your thyroid is diseased. And so when your pituitary sends that message to your thyroid to make thyroid hormone, nothing happens because the thyroid cannot do its function. Other causes of that is, decreases in hormones as you grow older. Your sex hormones decrease as you get older. Your thyroid hormone decreases as you get older. So as you get older, there's a natural propensity to become hypothyroid and to function poorly. Our goal in growing younger is to optimize your hormones. Your hormones are the way they were in your 20s when your body was optimal. And by doing that, if we can optimize your estrogen and progesterone and your testosterone and your cortisol and your growth hormone and your thyroid hormone, guess what? Your body can then start functioning like it used to when you were in your 20s. We talked about adrenal fatigue. And we talked about fluoride poisoning. We talked about the nutrients that your body needs to make thyroid hormone. We talked about the fact that you need iodine, you need iron, zinc, selenium, and magnesium to make thyroid hormone. If any of those are low, you're not going to make thyroid hormone. Well, does your doctor check those on you? No, they don't. I know that because as a physician, I didn't. Not until about 5 years ago when I started learning how to take care of patients, how to fix problems as opposed to putting band-aids on it. Up until then, I put band-aids on patients. You came in, you had some symptoms, I wrote a prescription for a synthetic drug for you to take care of the symptoms. I never took care of the underlying problem. You know, I say to my patients now when they come into the office, I used to ask them, what medical problems do you have? They always tell me none. Then I say, why are you on this blood pressure medicines? Or why are you on this thyroid medicine problem? Why are you on all these things? It's because our patients think that if they're on these medications, they don't have the problems. And that's all because of how the drug companies and the insurance companies have led us to believe. They have brainwashed us on the television and the advertising into thinking that their cure for everything is a pill. That's correct. So we talked about fluoride and the minerals that need to make that. And we talked about synthetic drugs that can also cause you to have decreased thyroid hormones, such as beta blockers for high blood pressure, lithium for bipolar disorder. Now, we're about to talk about diagnosing of hypothyroidism. Again, we talked that hypothyroidism is inability of the thyroid gland to produce adequate thyroid hormone or inadequate absorption of thyroid hormone by the cells of your body. The thyroid gland secretes T4 and T3. 93% of it is T4 and 7% is T3. Unfortunately, T3 is the active thyroid and T4 is inactive. So therefore, T4 has to be converted in your cells to T3 for it to be active. We do not have a test to test what is being converted in the cells. So we test TSH, which does not give us the right answer. And because the way the drug companies do it, when you test for these things, 95% is always normal, 5% is abnormal. So that means that they will test 1,000 people and they'll find what the average is, and then they'll go 47.5% below that and 47.5% above that, which equals 95%. Those are considered normal. And the 5% outside that range, 2.5% on the low range, and 2.5% on the upper range is considered abnormal. But we know that hypothyroidism is not relegated to 5% of the population. We know that. And we know that as you get older, That percentage increases as you get older. Right? Who are we looking for as hypothyroid? Are we looking at 20-year-olds as hypothyroid? Not usually. We're looking at 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds. Those are the people who have already had reduction in their hormones. And because they have reduction in hormones, those are the people who have increased incidence of hypothyroidism. So actually, the number of people that are hypothyroid among the generation is much higher than what it is. So diagnosing thyroid hormone is based on, number one, listening to the patient, listening to the symptoms the patient has, number one. Number two, addressing the minerals and the vitamins that affect the thyroid. Number three, testing your hormones. When you do all those things, then you can go ahead and try the patient on some amothyroid, which is the more bioidentical thyroid hormone. As a matter of fact, amothyroid, which is desiccated thyroid hormone, has been around for over 100 years treating hypothyroid patients. That's correct. For over 100 years. But that's natural. So what do the drug companies do? They bring in T4 as Synthroid and levotoxin, thyroxin, which is T4. And since they're synthetic, they push the doctors to prescribe that. So what does your doctors do? They prescribe that all the time. We're getting close to the end of the show, so I just want to just let you know that you are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio. For additional information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.twaamc.com. Or you can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Or additionally, you can call me at 210-559-5959. Treatment of hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism has been treated for over 100 years with desiccated, which is dried thyroid extract, amothyroid. This is a combination of T3 and T4, the same as what your thyroid gland makes. The underlying cause of the problem has to be addressed and repaired. Treating the patient's adrenal fatigue, if that is the problem, treating yeast overgrowth and repairing leaky gut if autoimmune disease is the problem, eating a balanced diet with adequate doses of vitamins and mineral supplements. Adequate means quite a bit of vitamins and minerals. Fixing environmental allergies and repairing food allergies and sensitivities. Those things all need to be done. But guess what? Without repairing the online problems, you're never going to cure the problem. That's correct. You see, that's what we do in Growing Younger. We look at taking care of the problems, actually delving deep, doing the appropriate testing to get the answer. I always say to people, if you have a destination, you cannot get there if you don't know where you are. If you don't know where you are, you cannot do it. If I wanted to go to New York City, and I don't know if I'm in San Antonio or Chicago, guess what? I will never get there because the route is different from different places. So at our center, what we do is we test. We do a detailed history, and history is very important. You know, it used to be where a patient would come in, the doctor would take a thorough history, and from the history, the doctor would know exactly what's going on. But, you know, we have lost that art. Now, we put more emphasis on the lab work than on the history. Only one problem. The lab work can lie to you. the normal values change based on what the drug companies want and what the insurance company wants and how it's tested. You see, to test thyroid, you take the last 1,000 people that had their thyroid drawn, and when 95% of them fall, that is normal. The other 5%, 2%, 2.5% above and 2.5% below is abnormal. That's how they test it. To test testosterone in men, they just test 1,000 people, ages 20 to 80, whatever the number is, the average, they do the same standard deviation. That's what they do. And now, lately, they've been changing things where they now put the normal values for your age. So if you're 60 and you get your testing done, it comes back the normal value for a 60-year-old. Now, what 60-year-old wants to be a 60-year-old? I mean, I don't want to be a 60-year-old if I'm 60. I want to be the way I used to be when I was optimal. I want to be the way I used to be when I was in my mid-20s. That's correct. That is optimal. So therefore, and you have to be very careful when your doctor says it's normal. You say, doc, is that normal for a 50-year-old or a 60-year-old or a 70-year-old? Or is it normal for a 25-year-old? That's what you need to ask your doctor, because they're trying to push you into different things. Because as patients get wiser and they start demanding things, what they're doing now is change the parameters so that you can now fit into their mode and do what they want to do. Thank you all very much. I've really enjoyed the session on hypothyroidism. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to call my office at 210-495-8558 or reach me on internet at www.twaamc.com. Thank you very much.